I usually am asleep on the couch by now, and then Grayson says, "Fine, go to bed." So I do.
Okay, we're recording. Call meeting order. Any modifications?
No.
Employee healthcare, that's what I assume you're here for.
That would be it. I have two separate matters, I guess. First is Mark approached me a couple of weeks ago about getting on the town insurance because he is losing his Medicare Advantage plan. Blue Cross is doing away with it, which is his Medicare supplemental plan. So I basically told him we offer the bronze plan, gave him the premium, and he would be on the hook for 50% of it because of the amount of hours he works per week. That was not going to be a good option for him, so I said I would look into whether or not we could offer him just a supplemental plan instead of the standard bronze plan that everybody else has. I talked with Blue Cross. They do offer six different supplemental plans, two of which are only available to those that turned 65 prior to 2020, which Mark qualifies for that category. So basically what it boils down to is we can offer him what they call Plan F, which is part of their Vermont Blue 65 program. The premium, monthly premium is about $244. Mark would pay half of it. There's no deductible he would have to meet. There's no out-of-pocket limits. It covers everything.
If Medicare covers it, they pick up the rest. That's how it works. Yeah.
Well, with this plan, yes. But he would still have to enroll in a Part D prescription plan. But in any event, this would be a more cost-effective option for the town and for Mark if it's something you guys wanted to offer. So I guess I'm bringing that to you so I can get him an answer.
Now they're just fucking the state on a daily basis.
Yeah. Who do you want to call us? Come on. Who's canceled?
Well, Medicare Advantage. I mean, most
Medicare
people get that.
Medicare Advantage, which I thought was through Blue Cross, but now they're offering what they call Vermont Blue 65.
Well, that's why I was just a little confused. I thought that Blue Cross was the one that was pulling everybody's Medicaid stuff.
Just the Medicare Advantage. That's the ones you see in commercials, you know. You could get this, 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 and this, and plus have no premium. There's usually a reason for that.
I don't have a problem.
So basically it's $244 a month instead of over 800.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
No, I don't either.
I mean, that's a benefit. I mean, he's entitled to it, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
It would be cheaper than us offering him the standard bronze plan if he chose to actually enroll in that.
Right, and he can't really.
He don't need that anyway.
And it sounds like he doesn't want that, right?
Well, there's no need for it, really. Well,
yeah, at his age. Yeah.
What age?
Don't need it. He just wants something to pick up what Medicare does.
If you want a motion, I'll make a motion that we give, Mark the
Plan F of the Vermont Blue 65.
Whatever. I'll second it.
Plan F you. Oh, there.
Aye.
And he would be on the hook for getting his own Part D.
Who seconded that?
Is that what it's called?
I did.
Part D.
You can do that. If you see him, tell him.
If you see him, you tell him. How about that?
I avoid him.
So do I. That's what she's trying to do. Everything that happens down there happens through smoke signals.
Alex said stop by at 7:15 to discuss this.
I should have kept one for myself.
I'll be one when I get back.
Next matter of business is the HRA renewal is due by November 1st, which is prior to our budget meeting. So premiums went up slightly, as did the out-of-pocket maximum. So I guess I am here to ask if I am to renew our health benefits the way they have been in the past, or if you see any reason to change them. I just need to know because I need to complete that renewal by the 1st, so this week.
Do the employees see any need to change them? You're the guy to use it.
I mean, it's the premium changes, you know, 4%, that's kind of negligible. I mean, it's not negligible, but the 10% out-of-pocket change is beefy.
The thing about that is we contribute up to the out-of-pocket maximum to everyone's HRA, but it doesn't mean that everybody spends it. So typically when I do the budget, I budget the full premium amount and then assume 60% of HRA spending. And some years we're over generally what I do, so.
Is it employee, Chris, is it okay, or?
Yeah, it's picked up.
I'm very grateful for it, and I think everybody else is.
And from a fiscal standpoint, so if you budget 60% of the total, this year will you budget, you'll budget the same 60%, it'll just, that number will increase by 10.33%.
Right.
Do you see a problem with that?
I think it's a pretty minimal amount on a $1 million or $1.5 million budget, but.
Yeah, okay.
That's my opinion, but.
I'll make a motion to renew it.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Thank you.
Aye.
Super, that's all I needed.
Good night. You don't wanna stick around for all the other good shit to talk about?
It'll be quick, Steve's not here.
Nobody's there. Everybody's got bullshit and get out of there. South Forest and Rec Area Trails and Projects update.
I'm gonna make a motion we entered into executive session to discuss this.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Gonna invite Ken in?
Yep.
Ally, will you pause that on the way, bud?
Okay.
He's got it.
I'm out.
See you, Ally. Take care.
You guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, out of executive session, no decision made. Back into a regular selectman meeting. Road crew issues.
The graveling is finally underway on Willis Road. I think it'll probably be the end of the week before they're done. It looks okay. Tom Fuller's supposed to land in town tomorrow to start doing our patches and our little side projects and stuff, so I suspect by, the end of this week, we should be, all wrapped up with him and won't have to have signs and barrels up and stuff like that anymore.
Yeah.
We're gonna be closing Kennedy Road, Newell Hill for a good part of the day tomorrow while we do that bridge membrane.
I was gonna say, that sign on the other side was for you, right?
What's that?
There's already a sign on the other side.
Yeah, I put it there this morning to try to warn the people that, I mean, it says culvert replacement, but they don't have to know what we're doing. They just have to know the fucking road's closed, so.
Yeah, it's all they need to know, the road is closed.
Yeah,
if they come all the way over there, they're gonna go all the way back.
Yep, exactly.
And they will.
Yep.
They will, that time.
So anyway, within the next couple of days, I think we should be all patched up, I hope.
Good.
Weather permitting. Not really too much else, the sand is starting to get delivered, the salt's starting to get delivered. I think it's gonna be another month before we see the new truck. The body's scheduled to show up last week in November, so, and that's all they have left to do on it, so. Once they get the body, it's probably only a couple of days. Everything else is done. They're just gonna put the hinge pin on the body and some hoses and some wires and so. Other than that, there's really not, other than just, routine things that we're doing right now. I gotta talk with Don Mills because they're gonna have to move all their stuff that they are staging at the garage because initially he told me they weren't gonna be there this winter. So I had to put the stuff down on the bottom where it was easy to get to. But now, there's 50 telephone poles, which isn't a big deal. But I asked him, when he asked me if he could stage the poles, I was like, well, how long are you gonna be here? And he says, well, I think it's gonna be all winter now. I was like, all right, well, you're gonna have to come back and move all your crap then. So he will, but I'm not touching it. They can bring a lull in and move their stuff.
That's not all those poles and shit?
No, the poles, well,
okay, right?
I asked him to tell me when they were delivering the poles. Yeah, I will. I never heard anything from him. Then, last week, two tractor trailers pull in, and I'm like, well, that's cool. I would have had a little bit of time to, figure out where we wanted them. They're fine. Yeah, we had him put them there, but he's got to move those CD boxes and all those rolls of wire and all that stuff up to the top somewhere, because that's right where we screen all of our sand. Yeah. So
he's right on top of shit, this guy, ain't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a whiz. But anyway, so the graveling came at the expense of a bit of a pissing match, because Bucky Adams kept kicking me down the road, and then finally last Friday I kind of lost it when he told me, no, it's not going to be next week, now it's going to be the week after. And he said, nope. I said, you got two choices. I said, you gravel that road next week, or we're going to gravel it, and somebody at Green Mountain Power is going to get a bill, because I said, we are pissed off. And within about an hour, that Tim Jones called me, and I gave him the same line. I said, we're not real happy with this. And I didn't go as far as to tell him, don't bother coming back to another meeting asking us to do another road, because I thought it was a little out of my wheelhouse to tell him that. But if he comes back here, I can tell you right now, I'm going to vote no. I mean, you guys can vote yes if you want, but my vote is to never let him
waste the money.
Never let him dig another hole in our road, because it's a...
They're all over the marketplace. I've been reading the paper.
Well, the problem is they're doing this to everybody. So all I did was I probably pissed off the foreman in Putney, because he made them pull out of that job to come up here to do us, and that's what they're doing. They're just jumping, you know, because they're...
They have more time in Putney than we do up here.
Yeah, you know, yeah, weather-wise. A month later, that's what I told him. I said, these roads aren't even going to pack in before they freeze. Well, would you like it if I brought a roller up? I said, absolutely. I said, bring it up and pound the piss out of it, you know, and because it's, you know, they're putting it on for, you know, they're giving us a good amount of gravel, but still, it's just a mess, you know. And one of the things that irritates me is none of that crap, that page and a half that I gave to Don Mills, none of that ever made it to Bucky Adams or his crew.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They knew nothing about any of the stuff that I asked for, you know.
You gotta lay this on this jackass next time he shows for a
minute. Yeah.
Well, we probably got the Bucky. Bucky said, "Fuck, we ain't gonna do that."
Yeah, I mean, unless he's just yanking my chain, but you know, there was a few things that I told him about. He said, "Well, geez, I'm sorry." He goes, "I didn't, you know." He said, "I wasn't aware of that." And I was like, "Well, then shame on Don."
He should still know about it. He can either deny it or and then they can fight it.
Well, hopefully, we won't have to worry about this again. As far as I'm concerned, I think we're nuts if we let them do Kennedy Road.
Yeah.
They're going to destroy that. But anyway,
I mean, we gave them the easiest fucking road in town, a dead end road.
Yeah. And they were
fucked that up.
They were really lucky that it didn't rain this summer.
With like six permanent residents on it.
Yeah.
So other than that, I don't really have. You know, the trucks are pretty much ready to roll. We're doing some work on the grader. There's some kind of an issue with the grader, and I don't know what it is yet. It's a fuel-related thing, but I don't know what component is giving us trouble, but it just quits. It just quits out of the blue, you know. And so he was there. The guy was there for about 4 hours on it today, testing a bunch of stuff.
How do you get it to go again?
It starts back up, but... Now I got no faith in even sending it out of the yard because I don't want it to crap out in the middle of the road and then not start. I mean, he was lucky with it the other day. The first time it crapped out was the day that I got pissed off and sent him down to try to smooth up that rat hole that they left on. I finally said, just go down and see what you can do with it, because this is stupid. I mean, they left on Willis Road, and it started bothering there. So he came home and then we put some new fuel filters in it and did everything we knew how to do, which is pretty much fuel filters. I mean, we don't get into, you know, injectors and, you know, fuel rails and all that kind of stuff, but he's going to look at it and see. So hopefully he'll have an answer for me. But other than that, things are, you know, nothing real big. Nothing big going on.
Okay. Maintenance agreement with Powers. You got it there, right? It's time to renew it. Is that what you want to do? I guess. Does
the price go up much?
I don't know.
Did you look at it?
I haven't seen it, no.
What do they come and service it and do all that stuff?
Yeah,
they service both of them, right?
Yeah, they do the annual. You know, annual services and maintenance and stuff like that. I don't know what it was last year. I don't recall. We'd have to look it up. But they're
expensive.
They're expensive, but they're the best. I think they're probably our best option. You know, I don't know of anybody else that's...
Well, they're good. They're reliable.
It was pricey.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
I don't think their general pricing is that out of line, it's just the amount of travel we gotta pay them, we're so far away, you know, I mean it.
And they're not cheap by the hour.
Well, none of them are, you know, when it comes to, you know, any of the, like, you know, you hire JCB or John Deere to come and they're hitting you by the hour on the road too, I understand it. I mean, their guys spend half a day in the truck, they gotta bill that out to somebody or they lose, you know, I mean, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt they're gouging anybody.
No, I think they're probably charging the going rate, it's just when it's an hour and a half up here, an hour and a half back, that's already 3 hours that the guy hasn't pulled a screwdriver out of his pocket.
Minutes last meeting? Like I said, there's that local hazard mitigation plan, if anybody wants to take a look at it, I can email it to you if you don't wanna look at the paper copy, it's about 70 pages and about half of them I think are blank.
At least they read that way.
I must stay here, read 75 pages. I'd be here for coffee.
Well, we're 35, cause half of them.
Still, I'd be sleeping.
It ain't the most exciting reading.
Yeah.
Take it with you if you want.
I bet you keep falling asleep, takes a while to read something like that.
What do we need to do with this, anything?
It's just for review right now.
Just for review.
Who drew it up?
Wyndham Regional, Victor and Alyssa Sabeto and Matt and I were in on some of the meetings.
Any other business that may come before the board?
Pass the jarmies.
Second.
Out of here.
Pretty good, not bad. 23 minutes, starting to sound like garage.
We got everything down, everything was a mathematical.